Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for this. Nancy is the Executive Director of the Delaware Institute for Arts in Education. And Ashley Davis was recently hired as a new appointed Artistic Director. Welcome both.
Thank you for having us.
And just the name of the institution, Delaware Institute for Arts in Education, Nancy.
Yes.
Not only a beautiful name, but very much needed in the community. So tell us about the organization and bring us up to speed about the things that you are doing.
Well, thank you for having us. So the Delaware Institute for the Arts and Education, or mm-hmm. like we say, the DIAE, has been around since 1982.
Yeah.
So we've been around 35 years, and we bring high-quality, diverse arts programming to Delaware schools.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that with three programs.
Okay.
We have our K-12 aesthetic education programming, where mm-hmm. we bring dance, music, theater, and visual arts. And we work with the teachers and the district to integrate an art form into a curriculum. And this is based on a Lincoln Center model
okay.
of aesthetic education, where the students will see a performance or experience an art form at the end of a typical 3-session residency. So one of our professional teaching artists will go into a school.
Mm-hmm.
They'll bring their art form.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're a dancer, they will break down the steps to
mm-hmm.
learn an art form. And then at the end, they'll see a dance performance. So then the students and the teachers have a deeper connection and
mm-hmm.
understanding of what they're experiencing at the end.
So you're including the art somehow in the way kids are educated. Is that after school type of programming or during school time? How do you normally walk me through one of your programs?
That's a great question, because it is integrated into the daily curriculum.
Okay.
So it's not an after-school program.
I see.
So Ashley and I are right now in the process of connecting and reaching
mm-hmm.
out to different teachers, whether they're art teachers, music teachers,
mm.
or it could be any of the literary or math or science teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about what we're offering this year.
Okay.
And then we find out what they're working on. And then we see how we can bring the arts into their curriculum
mm-hmm.
to help them have a deeper experience of what they're learning and then also learn a new art form. So we partner with the schools and we align with their mission and their goals. And it changes, you know, from school to school, year to year.
So you adapt depending on the school and you work closely with what they have as needs at that moment in time, maybe.
Right. Mm-hmm. And also what happens is we look and we partner with a lot of organizations in the communities, the Delaware Art Museum and the
mm-hmm.
Grand and Light Up the Queen, and we find out what performances they might be bringing in, as well
mm-hmm.
as ones that we find on our own
uh-huh.
that seem really interesting and have value and that we can create programming around.
Excellent. And then here we go with the famous Ashley Davis, who's a terrific arts advocate, but certainly has a lot of talents, not only one.
Oh, thank you.
And you were recently hired. I'm sure that Nancy saw what we already knew, but I'm glad that she detected that. And how, Nancy, how do you see Ashley playing a role for the organization? And then, Ashley, you tell me what you think about the same question.
Sure.
Well, actually, that's a great question, because Ashley and I both started with the organization as teaching artists. So I'm a visual artist. I'm a painter
mm.
and mixed media artist.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashley is a dancer and choreographer and mm-hmm. theater.
Mm-hmm.
And we both have been a part of the organization at that level. And then last year, I became the interim executive director
mm-hmm.
at the sudden passing of our
Yes.
then executive director, Danny Peek.
Yeah,
so
very
it was
sad.
Very sad and tragic, mm-hmm. and I really had to jump in running.
Mm-hmm.
And the artistic director at the time was Jonathan Whitney, who I'd
mm-hmm.
worked with, and he was wonderful. And he kind of helped me through this first year, just
mm-hmm.
moving from a teaching artist into an administrator
mm-hmm.
and learning all about the programs, because we do also have a Wolf Trap program, which we'll tell you about, that
yes.
I had not worked with.
Okay.
So when Jonathan decided to move on, he's now a board member,
mm-hmm.
He we did a big search, and when Ashley came up, she was just like the perfect candidate, because not only does she have her own administrative experience running her Pieces of a Dream, mm-hmm. but she also has been a teaching artist with both of our programs, our Delaware Wolf Trap, which is in our early learning Head Start centers in Delaware, as well as the K-12 program. So she was perfect because she, you know, has her art form. She's a professional artist. She's familiar with her programming. She's from Delaware. She's well-connected. And she's passionate about the arts. And we have a great time together.
That we know.
Yeah.
So, Ashley.
It was a perfect fit.
It was like calling her name.
Yes.
So tell us about how you see your many talents helping the organization, Ashley. How do you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I think, I mean, as Nancy mentioned, I was coming from the realm of being a teaching artist with DIAE for 9 years. Mm-hmm. And so now jumping into this administrative role is a bit of a sea change, but I'm really pulling from the experience that I've had with various other organizations to be able to use those skills to jump into this new role with DIAE. Overwhelmingly, I just want to continue to expand our reach into Delaware schools and to be able to work with Delaware students. Mm-hmm. And we consider students not just to be our preschool and K-12 children, but also teachers. Teachers and educators are students as well. We have professional development programming specifically designed to help teachers discover different ways that they can integrate arts into their standard curriculum. Mm-hmm. Nancy mentioned a lot of our residencies. We might be partnered with a music teacher or a visual art teacher at a school. But through dance and theater, as a dance and theater TA, I spent a lot of time in an ELA, an English Language and Arts classroom. Mm-hmm. I spent lots of times in social studies classrooms. Mm-hmm. Teaching, working with the students, deep embedded in their curriculum. Okay, we're going to write a poem, and then we're going to take this poem, and we're going to adapt it, and we're going to make that into a script, and we're going to perform that, and now we're doing theater. Or we're going to write, we're going to maybe come up with some words, do a word splash, turn that into a story, a narrative, and then we're going to take that narrative and turn it into movement. And now we've created a dance production. So our goal with DIAE is really, really to support and supplement and really integrate the arts into learning. There's no reason why art has to be a completely separate thing, the redheaded stepchild to STEM and to the humanity. They're all part of the same thing. And if a student can understand math better through music, great. The point is, we still want them to understand it. And I think whatever way it works, let's get it to them. Yeah. So that's what my overall goal is, to continue to reach new schools, reach to new teachers. Mm-hmm. We certainly want to expand downstate even more with all three of our programmings. Our programs are K-12, our preschool programs with Delaware Wolf Trap, and also our professional development programming.
There you go. Small parenthesis, what is going to happen to Pieces of a Dream?
Pieces of a Dream is still alive and well. We just wrapped our 10th season with the professional company, and we are launching into our 11th season. We have a new space on Lancaster Avenue, our own permanent space and rehearsal studio.
So you're keeping that on top of
the new position
with the Delaware Institute for Arts in Education?
Yes, yes.
Lucky you. Oh, my God.
So busy, but making it work. And, you know, there's certainly room for everyone. The goal of DIAE is to always be supporting arts in general. And so these are two different projects. Piece of a Dream is my baby. But
you'll continue being.
Oh, yes, yes. Baby. But, continuing to build up my support system, and it gives me more excuses to strong-arm my volunteers to step up to the plate.
There you go. And let me go back to Nancy and perhaps begin re-engaging with the audience to let them know that you are listening in to the Delaware State of the Arts radio show, Newstalk 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. We have today with us Nancy Hirsch and Ashley Davis, both working for the Delaware Institute for Arts in Education. Nancy is the executive director, and Ashley was recently hired as the artistic director. So welcome again to the show. And you mentioned something, Nancy, before the little break, in terms of the programming that you have. Could you please bring us up to speed what you have and maybe what you plan to have in a near future?
Sure. So we were talking about our K-12 aesthetic education, bringing arts programming to mm-hmm. Delaware schools. We also have our Delaware Wolf Trap program.
Mm-hmm.
So we are one of 17 national affiliates of the Wolf Trap Theater. They have their own center for early learning, the Wolf mm-hmm. Trap Center for Early Learning, and we are one of their affiliates. So we send teaching artists to be professionally trained in their form of integrating the arts into early learning, into Head Start centers. And this is through STEM, arts, and literacy.
Okay.
And so those residencies are 16 sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashley can speak to that directly because she's been one. But the goal of that is for the teaching artists to work directly with the classroom teacher mm-hmm. to mentor and guide them so that when the teaching artist leaves, the Head Start teacher is able to integrate the arts into his or her curriculum moving forward.
I see. Okay, tell us about your experience on that, Ashley.
Yes, so working as a teaching artist with Delaware Wolf Trap really expanded my understanding of mm-hmm. arts in general and then also with education.
Mm-hmm.
Delaware Wolf Trap focuses on early education. Mm-hmm. As Nancy mentioned here, we do just the Head Start centers. No worries, we're working on mm-hmm. it. I want to certainly expand into other preschool programming as well. But mm-hmm. we focus on Head Start centers that are for students that are going into pre-K-4. And while it is beneficial to the students, our real student, quote unquote, if you will, for the teaching artist is the classroom instructor. This is a professional development residency. So the goal is at the end of that 16-week session, the 16-session
mm-hmm.
Residency, that classroom teacher has the same skills or a similar set of skills as a music teaching artist or a dance teaching artist mm-hmm. or a drama teaching artist. And they fully understand how they can use those skills, those techniques that we use for music, for dance, for mm-hmm. drama to integrate, to teach whatever it is that they need to teach in their room. So whether that's literacy mm-hmm. or whether that's through math and other STEM fields, they can use these skills like, okay, well, I need to teach my students are having a lot of difficulty with pattern. So we're going to do a pattern dance. Or my students are having a lot of difficulty with understanding the difference with sizing, like big, medium, mm-hmm. small mm-hmm. is sometimes an issue mm-hmm. for young children.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding how they can take a drama exercise and make a play, essentially, with their students to encourage and illustrate mm-hmm. big, medium, small. And then the students have those skills, but more impactfully, the teacher has that skill. So it's not just the 15 or 20 students that is in the classroom when the teaching artist is there for that series of weeks, but because the teacher has those new skills, year after year, classroom after classroom, there's a new set of our pre-K students who have developed these skills and understand how they can implement them.
Excellent. And the way you describe that really helps understand what you're talking about. So, Nancy, let me go back to you in terms of how you see the organization moving forward. You have the talent clearly in place. You have ideas. But if you could describe the ideal organization as we move forward, how does that look to you?
Well, we've been thinking a lot about that. So we recently received a grant from the Delaware Division of the Arts for strategic planning.
Okay.
So we're in the process of, we did our board evaluations, and we have a board retreat on October 1st. And so we're really looking forward to regrouping mm-hmm. and really thinking about the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a whole new staff now. We're in a process of a brand new logo and branding and marketing so people really know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal is to serve the state of Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really thinking about how best can we do that? How
right.
can we be in every Head Start center? How can we expand to other preschools?
Mm-hmm.
And how can we really get down to Kent and Sussex counties?
Right.
So that means finding and training
teaching artists
down in those counties And then partnering with organizations like the Biggs down, mm-hmm. you know, down mm-hmm. in Lower Delaware, and really finding ways to partner mm-hmm. so we can reach, expand our reach throughout the state. That's really, whenever we meet with the board, that's always, we always come back to that. How can we serve all of Delaware?
Right. How can you see your efforts connected with the new art standards, the new core standards, I should say, that includes the arts among other things, with the intention of eventually developing the workforce of the future, which speaks to the century 21st skills, more of the individuals that are able to connect the dots, that are able to relate in a different way to their communities. Do you have some intention to connect your activities to the new core standards with schools, or maybe not necessarily?
Well, we always start from that premise. And okay. I can see Ashley said she went. So what I am going to say is, since I work a lot with writing, helping the teachers write the grants, mm-hmm. that's always, we always start with that. What is okay. your intention? What would you like to accomplish? What standards are we addressing with the mm. arts, and what mm-hmm. standards do you want addressed in your curriculum?
Exactly. And as I was, the reason why I wanted to jump on this, I was just looking at the Delaware Common Core Art Standards yesterday. So they're fresh in my head. So as you know, one of the things that the standards address, not just for the arts, but mm-hmm. across the board, are really right. about connecting those dots and finding the relations from one place to another. Mm-hmm. And the arts do that in a way that no other thing right. really can, because mm-hmm. it's all about finding connections, creating relationships, developing a vocabulary and an understanding mm-hmm. and a dialogue. When I paint a picture, and if I paint a picture by myself and I hang it in my bedroom and I'm the only person who sees it, fine. Then that's only for me. But artists don't do that. They paint a picture, they hang it in a gallery.
It's a way of communicating with the rest of the world.
Exactly, exactly. And so the Common Core, the arts standards for the Common Core all address that idea of connecting, relating. How do I take this artwork and what does this remind me of mm-hmm. in my life? Mm-hmm. What do I notice when I see this artwork? How can I take this feeling that I'm feeling and express it through music, through movement. Mm-hmm. That's just really what the arts do in general. Mm-hmm. So much of what we do specifically with DIAE is already about integrating the arts into standard curriculum. And years ago, back before we were inundated with state testing, that's what great teachers did anyway. Great teachers used their imaginations. Right. They had the freedom to say, hey, you know what? I noticed that my kids are really, really enjoying this, so I'm going to find a way to pull this thing that they really love and include it into my science classes or my social studies classes. It makes such an opportunity for the students to see and engage with the subject matter that they may have heard 5, 6, 7, 10 times, but to see it from a different angle that might cause that thing to click. Oh, that's what I needed the whole time. And now I see that, you know, the Vietnam War isn't that different from World War I, isn't that different from the war we're at right now, where I understand that this crisis that we're in right now was related to something that happened in the Jurassic. I don't know.
we don't seem to learn, to your point.
Exactly. And that's what those standards are about.
You're making me think about one thing, and from a business standpoint, the World Economic Forum, for instance, that happens every January in Davos in Switzerland. One of the analyses is they list the characteristics of the individuals that are being hired by many organizations. Mm-hmm. And notably, creativity from number 10 a couple of years ago went to number 3. Mm. So creativity is way right there in terms of the workforce of the future. So your efforts could clearly connect to the or speak to the fact that we need to develop these creativity skills in kids to eventually have meaningful jobs down the road that might not be there otherwise, don't you think?
Exactly.
It's when students are able to apply what they're learning mm-hmm. in their personal life and beyond, then that's really where innovation mm-hmm. becomes possible.
Right.
Like you said, creativity. Because so many times you can have a student. I remember when I was a student, it's like, well, how does this relate to me? Or how can I take this out into the world?
Mm-hmm.
And probably one of the first things that students develop through the arts is critical thinking.
There you go.
How to make decisions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how to make decisions that matter and creative decisions.
Right.
How to think outside the box, mm-hmm. which speaks directly to what businesses are looking for when they're hiring people, when, you know, for people to find meaning in their jobs,
mm-hmm.
when they feel an ownership, a sense of responsibility and ownership of what they create and what they put out in the world. So I think you brought up a great point in that kind of connection.
And I'm going to go with Ashley about this, but let's make a stop right there to ask you, Nancy, for contact information. If people are interested in connecting with the organization, could you please provide website, phone number, and the likes?
Sure. So our website is diae.org,
mm-hmm.
and we're on Facebook, and we're on Twitter and Instagram, and the best way to reach us is through that, or you can reach me through my email.
Which is?
N, as in Nancy, Hersh, H-E-R-S-H, at UDEL, that's U-D-E-L, dot mm-hmm. E-D-U.
There you go. And with that, let me go with Ashley. Your point of view about this creativity, innovation, and the likes, and how that connects to potentially your efforts.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, when we consider what is the thing that makes America special historically,
mm-hmm.
it's American innovation and American ingenuity. So all of that stems back to the idea of being creative, to be able to make a decision, to be able to see a set of factors in front of you and to say, okay, I'm going to do this thing and then this thing and then this thing. Our K-12 residency aesthetic education model is based exactly on that. We give the students an opportunity to make the decisions as an artist. So I'm not just teaching the students how to dance. I am telling them, hey, as a choreographer, these are the things that I consider. Now, what do you want to consider? How can you make those types of decisions? So everything completely relates back. We give students a sense of ownership and a sense of exigency to go ahead and get started and make those decisions and those choices for themselves.
Terrific. And with that, we have to thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.